Bills Ford Motor Credit Company.
Thomas Financial Services.
Pardon? Please have a seat. Please reach up.
May it please the court, my name is Chloe Ann Resop of Brand Style and Basting, and I represent the appellant in this matter. The undisputed facts in this case are that there was a vehicle owned by a debtor who filed bankruptcy, which had been brought from the state of New Mexico to the state of Wisconsin. The debtor had resided in the state of Wisconsin for more than 3 years, yet had never obtained a Wisconsin title. And therefore, the appellee was never listed on a Wisconsin Certificate of Title. The issue before the court...
It wasn't listed on any. Wisconsin didn't issue a Certificate of Title.
Correct.
Just this New Mexico one that he had.
That's right. The debtor had never applied for a Wisconsin title, had only registered the vehicle in Wisconsin. The debtor was required by law to have obtained a Wisconsin title, but never did. So the issue before the court is whether a security interest in a vehicle perfected in another jurisdiction remains perfected when the debtor has been located in the state of Wisconsin for more than 4 months. The security interest is not perfected at the time a debtor files bankruptcy. The trustee may use her strong arm powers to avoid that lien, and the lien is then liquidated and distributed to the creditors. This case can be cited on a simple meaning of a Wisconsin statute. If Wisconsin statute section 409.316 applies, then the appellee's lien was not perfected and can be avoided by the trustee. If, on the other hand, Wisconsin statute 409.303 applies, then the lien was properly perfected at the time of the bankruptcy filing and cannot be avoided. In the case at hand, the debtor had been in the state of Wisconsin for more than 3 years, however, was not listed on the title. Chapter 342 of the Wisconsin statutes governs vehicle title law. Section 342.05(1) requires the owner of the vehicle subject to registration in Wisconsin to apply for a certificate of title. However, that was not done. Section 342.19 governs perfection of security interests in vehicles, and specifically, sub 6 of that section states that if a vehicle is subject to a security interest when brought into this state, section 409.316 states the rules which apply to determine the validity and perfection of the security interest in this state. So the Wisconsin statute on motor vehicles directs us to 409.316, which is the Uniform Commercial Code for secured transactions in Wisconsin. In fact, section 342.24 specifies that the method of perfection and the notice of security interest subject to chapter 342 is exclusive and further exempts security interest subject to chapter 342 from provisions of any other law which otherwise relate to the creating or evidencing of a security interest. Chapter 409 of the Wisconsin statutes is the Uniform Commercial Code and addresses the scope of Chapter 409 and specifies that it does not apply to the extent that another Wisconsin statute expressly governs the security interest created, such as that created in the motor vehicle statute. Chapters 342 and 409 dictate that the Wisconsin statute governing perfection of motor vehicles applies rather than the general provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code. The general rules of Section 409.316 provide that a perfected security interest affected by a change in governing law remains perfected until the earliest of three things. The first is performance ceases under the law of a former jurisdiction. The second is applicable to this case, the expiration of 4 months after a change of the debtor's location. Or third, 1 year after transfer of collateral to another debtor located in another jurisdiction. The Uniform Commercial Comment to that 409.316 explains that this section generally provides that a security interest perfecting the law in one jurisdiction remains perfected for a fixed period of time, that is 4 months or 1 year, depending upon the circumstances. And that is enough time for a secured party to discover in most cases that the law of another jurisdiction applies and to re-perfect in that jurisdiction. The Wisconsin...
How would a secured creditor discover a change when a certificate of title has never been reissued?
They discover the change because check payments are made by that creditor, billing statements are made, they are receiving monthly payments from the debtor in that jurisdiction.
Not even necessarily from the debtor. They could be receiving payments from the debtor's mother who lives in California.
That could be, but generally they are. But the Uniform Commercial Code has held secured creditors to be responsible to know the location of the debtors.
To know the law, and of course, the dominant rule in the Uniform Commercial Code is that a certificate of title, security interest covered by a certificate of title, is perfected if it's registered in the appropriate state registry and noted on the certificate.
Exactly.
And this one, of course, is. There's only been one certificate of title, the one from New Mexico, and the security interest is noted on it.
That is no different than a creditor being required to refile a UCC statement when a debtor corporation changes its location.
It's completely different. And this whole problem, this whole set of sections, is about the problem of ostensible ownership. If you have assets that are being held at a retail establishment in Wisconsin, a creditor goes to look at the filing system in Wisconsin to see whether there are secured claims against it. If you have an asset that's covered by a certificate of title, a creditor goes and looks at the certificate of title. There's no problem of ostensible ownership for goods covered by certificates of title. Right? That's why the four-month rule is there for one kind of good and not the other kind of good.
Except the Wisconsin legislature has the authority over the property within its state.
There's nothing to do about the Wisconsin legislature here. This is just the UCC.
No, it isn't, because the Wisconsin statute has specifically said that 409.316 applies, not 409.303. And when the Wisconsin legislature adopted the revised UCC, it specifically changed the statute section in its motor vehicle chapter to refer to the revised UCC section rather than the former section that had been applicable. In Rocky Mount Sales versus First Wisconsin National Bank.
Can you tell me, backing up to Judge Easterbrook's question, how the creditor, the lender, who has a security interest on this title in New Mexico, goes about getting security interest in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin has a statute that requires the owner of the vehicle to turn over the title to the secured creditor upon request if the purpose of the request includes for perfection purposes. And it provides a remedy that the failure to do so are statutory damages plus actual damages to the secured creditor.
The creditor some way has to motivate the creditor, the debtor, to take these affirmative steps.
That's correct.
And if they don't, then they're out of luck and they just stand in line in bankruptcy court.
That's correct. And that's no different than...
Is a claim for damages discharge under this statute dischargeable in bankruptcy, too?
Is it dischargeable?
Sure.
Not if it were the subject of, well, under the old code or the new code. Under the old code, they would perhaps not be dischargeable. They would not be dischargeable if the creditor could show in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy the intent to defraud the creditor. However, under the Chapter 13, that would be dischargeable under the current code. See, my time's up.
Thank you, Ms. Russo. Mr. Felder.
May it please the court. This is a simple interpretation of the Wisconsin statutes to the undisputed facts in this case. The V vehicles purchased.
That's not a simple interpretation.
I believe it is, Your Honor. The bankruptcy court and also the district court was a simple decision. Actually, Judge Martin, in his decision, said this is a simple reading of the Wisconsin statutes and applying to the facts in this case. The vehicles purchased entitled in New Mexico. Primus Financial Services properly listed its name on the certificate of title in New Mexico. Debtors relocate to Wisconsin.
Why is the name Primus Financial Services? Your brief says that Primus Financial Services is just a trade name of Ford Motor Credit Company.
It's doing business as Ford Motor Credit Company.
It's what?
Doing business as Ford Motor Credit Company.
No, no. You say it's a DBA of Ford Motor Credit Company. That is, it's just a trade name of Ford Motor Credit Company.
It's one of the entities of Ford Motor Credit Company.
Primus Financial Services is what? It's not a corporation. It doesn't seem to have a corporate identifier. What is it?
It's a DBA.
It's a trade name.
Correct.
What is the entity, the legal entity, that has the security interest?
Primus Financial Services.
Well, no. Trade names do not have security interests. Right? What is the legal entity that has the security interest?
Your Honor, the legal entity...
Trade names can neither sue nor be sued. See the Supreme Court's decision in Fortune against Chiavon. What is the legal entity that can sue or be sued or hold security interests?
Your Honor, the only name is on the lien perfection, the actual title.
Yeah, well, that's one of the questions. It's not raised by the trustee here. But trade names don't own property either. Some corporation here that actually owns the security interest and can be sued, but a trade name cannot be sued. So I don't even know who the litigant here is, let alone my assumption for legal or certificate of interest is that the litigant is Ford Motor Credit Company, which is a real entity and not a trade name.
What I received from the corporate department from my client was Primus Financial Services is a DBA of Ford Motor Credit Company. That is what I was provided.
Well, then it cannot be a litigant. You cannot sue a trade name. All litigation must be conducted in the name of the real party of interest, which I assume is Ford Motor Credit Company. Now, then the question might be, did the security interest have to be in the name of the Ford Motor Credit Company? But the trustee has not chosen to litigate that question.
The financing statement at Primus Financial Services as the assignee of the interest of the collateral. That is who's listed on the certificate of title in New Mexico. As to the issue of perfection in the state of Wisconsin, the trustee hangs her hat on 409.3.16 subsection 1B based upon the four-month change of locations, change of the debtor's location. Specifically, 409.3.16.1B refers to 409.3.01.1 or 409.3053. 3053 refers to investment property, which has no applicability in this case. 3011 refers to the general rule, and the general rule is circumscribed specifically by 409.303, which is the Wisconsin statute regarding titling motor vehicles. Not only is the statute clear on its face, the UCC comment 5 to 409.301 specifically states the general rule does not apply to goods covered by a certificate of title. Specifically, what applies in this case is 409.303, which specifically states that there is no change in governing law, and New Mexico law governs perfection, the effect of perfection or non-perfection, and priority of a security interest in goods covered by a certificate of title. From the time the goods become covered by the certificate of title or until the goods cease to be covered by the certificate of title. There's no dispute that the New Mexico certificate of title is still valid and was valid at the time of the filing. The trustee's argument that if debtors violate Wisconsin law and do not title a vehicle in Wisconsin where they are located, that a creditor remains perfected even 4 months after debtors relocated to Wisconsin. She further states that legislature has dictated that a creditor must be perfected on Wisconsin vehicle title after debtor has been located in Wisconsin for more than 4 months. There is no Wisconsin title. we can't file a UCC statement. A UCC statement is not sufficient as to a title good, specifically to the MAC decision. There's nothing that Finance Financial Services or any entity having a lien on a properly perfected vehicle from a different state can do in the state of Wisconsin if there is no title issued in the state of Wisconsin. It is not the creditor or lien holder's duty to title vehicles. The duty to title vehicles with the individual debtor or person who actually owns the vehicle. As the court indicated previously, and also as I indicated in the brief, with a brief example of a vehicle, of where it's located, and how you don't follow the debtor, you follow the collateral, and the collateral itself is a titled good, so you need to follow the title. As such, Finance Financial Services asserts that the lower court's, the bankruptcy court's decision, as well as the district court's affirmation of that decision, should be affirmed, specifically because there is no reason or justification proposed by the trustee in this case whereby she could avoid Primus's secured interest. As to the issue of trade name, I can contact my client, but specifically I proposed a disclosure statement to them before submitting it to the court to find out exactly the nature of Primus Financial Services in relation to Ford Motor Credit Company, who's owned by Ford Holdings LLC.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Russo, do you have any problem? You have 30 seconds.
State of Wisconsin has dictated that motor vehicles have perfected liens when the lien holder is listed on a certificate of title issued by the state of Wisconsin within 4 months from the debtor being located in that state. And I request that the court uphold that statute and reverse the lower courts in this matter. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.